You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Wishing each and every one of you a very good morning this morning. And what do we say today? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, boys and girls. It is the 21st of June. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. And we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning. Oh, lovely to be with you any morning, really. Let's take a look. I've often have mentioned in the past, it's always sort of rather strange when we have people born on the same day, different years, of course, but there is a link between the two of them. For instance, John Dollond, born in a year, 1706, was an English optician, known for his successful optics business and his patenting and commercialization of achromatic and doublets. That's a lens that is designed to limit the effects of chromatic and spherical aberration. Achromatic lenses are corrected to bring two wavelengths, typically red and blue, into focus in the same plane. Now, that was his birthday today. Now, James Short, he was born, 4 years later, and in 1710. He was a British mathematician, optician, and a telescope maker. Almost all of his telescopes were of the Gregorian form, and some of them, even today, retain their original high polished and sharp definition. So there, yeah, it's all rather strange, really, isn't it?
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Tell her I'm not here.
Jerry got ready with the boots and furs.
Put a wig on her head and stumbled down the stairs.
There we go, Dave Stewart and the Spiritual Cowboys there, Out of Reach. Look at those words at the beginning. Jerry got dressed, put on his furs and his heels or something. Good grief. It's not Friday already, is it? Tell you what, that's a good one. Comes from Johnny Hates Jazz. And it's called A New Day Ahead. Well, I guess that's probably about right, don't you think so?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There goes Freddie Mercury, of course. And that was Man-Made Paradise. And that's brought us well exactly to this. We're just about 15 seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to get you in the shower on your way, all nice and clean and smelling nice, especially if you're going to be on the metro or the bus with people. What do we got for you? Oh, I tell you what. I'm so excited. It's the Pointer Sisters. Oh, there they go. Oh, I'm so excited. Out of the show you get, and off to where it is you're going this morning. Yeah, I'm so excited from the Pointer Sisters. That was jointly written and composed by the sisters themselves in collaboration with Trevor Lawrence. Religious released in September of 1982. Reached number 30 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and followed by a remix and re-release in 1984, and that got to number 9. On the Billboard Hot 100. And by the way, Billboard named the song number 23 on their list of the 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. Can't argue with that, can you? Anyway, that's it. The excitement's over. We got Mary Lou dancing this morning. Might as well see if we can keep that going. This is Odyssey. Use it up. Wear it out.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Shake your body down.
She didn't get enough of that. There we go. That's it. Odyssey and Shake Your Body Down. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on the radio dial. Good morning to, say, Mary Lou this morning up there dancing away. And also good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. She drops quickly a line. She says, by the way, I was using Shazam a lot in the hotel when she was in Houston, in Texas. You know what they say, don't you? A little knowledge is a very dangerous thing. Okay, you sent me, you asked if I could play two in a row for you. Let me see if I can do that for you a little bit later on. Meanwhile, take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is Marilyn and Kaylee.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination. and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you've just joined us, very good morning to you. It is Wednesday. Yes, WTW Boys and Girls, it is Wednesday, 21st of June. Right, the time, by the way, if you are keeping on the time, exactly 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news and some business news for this morning. Rescue teams were racing on Wednesday. This was to trace the origin of sounds heard from the depths of the North Atlantic in a search for a tourist submersible with five people on board that vanished on its descent to the century-old wreck of the Titanic. The United States Coast Guard said remotely operated vehicle, that's an ROV, searches were deployed in the area where Canadian aircraft detected the undersea noises on Tuesday as the clock ticked in the last 24 hours of the missing craft's presumed air supply. Those ROV searches have yielded negative results, but continue, the U.S. Coast Guard wrote on Twitter on Wednesday. China hit back on Wednesday after U.S. President Joe Biden referred to President Xi Jinping as a dictator, saying the remarks were absurd and a provocation in an unexpected spat immediately following the efforts by both sides to lower tensions. Biden's comments came just a day after top U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken visited Beijing to stabilize bilateral relations that China says are at their lowest point since formal ties were established. Ukrainian forces are digging in and attacking on the southern front after having partial success in the last day and are weathering a big Russian assault in the east, a senior defense official said on Wednesday. Ukraine has reported recapturing 8 villages in the south in the last 2 weeks. Though small, the advances are the biggest by the Ukrainian military since November as they push into heavily fortified and mined Russian-held areas. Belarus, an ally of Russia in the war with Ukraine, said on Wednesday that its armed forces were beginning 10 days of annual mobilization exercises. The Belarus Defense Ministry said that the exercises were aimed at assessing the degree of preparation of state institutions to mobilize reservists. All Belarusian men must perform military service and remain in the reserves after completing it. A previously unknown ancient Maya city has been discovered in the jungles of southern Mexico. In the country's Anthropology Institute said on Tuesday, adding that it was likely an important center more than 1,000 years ago. The city includes large pyramid-like buildings, stone columns, three plazas with imposing buildings, and other structures arranged in almost concentric circles, the INAH Institute has said. The INAH said that the city, which it has named Ocumtun, meaning stone column in the Yucatec Maya language, would have been an important center for the peninsula's central lowland region between 250 and 1000 AD. German economy will contract more than previously expected this year as sticky inflation takes its toll on private consumption, the IFO Institute said on Wednesday while presenting its forecast. The German economy is only very slowly working its way out of recession, IFO's head of economic forecasts, Timo Wollmershauser, said. German gross domestic product is expected to fall by 0.4% this year, more than the 0.1% forecast by the IFO Institute in March. Britain's public sector net debt has surpassed 100% of gross domestic product in May, as borrowing came in higher than expected, the Office for National Statistics said on Wednesday. Public sector net debt, excluding that of state-controlled banks, hit £2.567 trillion. That's around about $3.28 trillion US dollars, equivalent to 100.1% of gross domestic product. That represented the first time that debt stood above 100% of GDP since 1961, although it was temporarily recorded as passing that threshold during the COVID-19 pandemic before being revised lower. European shares, they edged lower on Wednesday after the real estate sector led declines against rising Eurozone bond yields, while data affirming stubborn inflation in Britain sent London stocks lower. The continent-wide Stock 600 index, that dipped 0.1%. The exporter-heavy FTSE 100 index, that fell 0.1%, tracking a jump in the pound following the UK inflation data. British Consumer Price Index defied expectations of a slowdown and held at 8.7% in May. The data comes the day before the Bank of England's policy meeting, where it is forecast to raise interest rates for 13th time in a row. Sterling briefly rose as far as 0.3% against the dollar to $1.2803 before reversing its gains. At 8:45 GMT, sterling was 0.34% down against the dollar at $1.27.23. Oil prices stabilized on Wednesday ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's congressional testimony later in the day, and as data showing British inflation remains sticky, raised the possibility of a hawkish Bank of England policy decision this week. Brent futures, they were flat, $75.90 a barrel. That was by 9:29 GMT. And US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures, they edged up 6 cents or 0.08% to $71.25. And let me see, that's it. All gone. Yes, there you go. That's it. Some of the local news and local international news. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that submersible. What a terrible position that is to be in. Right, it is The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. This is Alphaville.
Watching the skies. hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when the race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
There we go, Alphaville and Forever Young. Tried it, never worked. We are 16 minutes away from the top of the hour. It is Wednesday. What do we do on a Wednesday? Well, we'll be checking the course with Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. And we've got Andreas coming in today. We're going to be talking about the movies, what he has been to see. And the movie he's seen this week is The Flash. Yes. And I think you saw that one, didn't you? The Flash. So you'd better talk about it this week, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll go home then. Talk to you later. So there we are. Yes, both Yasmin and Andreas have seen that. Once I say, I'll be able to disappear and go and do some ironing or washing or something. Right, let's go back to Renee. She was Shazamming. As I said, always a dangerous thing there. But it's a great, isn't it? Sometimes, I'm out. Sometimes I'll be in one of the shops in the mall or something, and I'll hear a piece of music. And out comes the old Shazam and find out, what was that? I liked it. And that's, I guess, exactly what Renee did. Again, she said, I use Shazam a lot. This was in the hotel breakfast room in Texas. I heard a lot of songs I had not heard before. Could you please play, if you have time, two in a row? Simple Song and Anywhere by Passenger.
Yeah.
is a simple song. Won't stop the rain from coming down. We're hard from breaking. Is a simple song. It's never gonna turn and stay around. Stop the earth from shaking. It's just a simple song. Nothing right or wrong. You can sing along if you want to. Well, I know it's nothing easy. But easy ain't worth singing about. Hey, I know, I know. Time goes. It's always running out. It's a simple song. Won't stop the rain from coming down. Or your heart from breaking. It's a simple song. Never gonna turn and stay around. Stop the earth from shaking. It's just a simple song. Nothing right or wrong. You can sing along if you want to. Well, I know it's far from simple. But simple ain't worth worrying about. Hey, I know, I know. It's time to go. I keep on finding everything seems to be about timing. It's a simple song. Won't stop the rain from coming down or your heart from breaking. Just a simple song. Never gonna turn and stay around. Stop the earth from shaking.
Get up in the hillside, if you ride out on the plains, if you
go digging up dirt, if you go out dancing in the rain, if you go chasing in rainbows just to find the gold ain't there, darling, just look behind you, or I'll go with you anyway. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's through. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's true. Oh, darling, I swear I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you.
And there we go, two in a row for Renee this morning. Both from Passenger. We started off with a simple song, and then we went anywhere, really. Both songs by Passenger. So thanks for that, Renee. And also, Mary Lou drops in the line and says, can you please play a song? It's called Aquarella by Toquinho. Yeah, we can do that. It's a bit of a kiddie song, I think, this one. We'd all sing along together, boys and girls. Keep an eye on the time, 7.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour.
Numa folha qualquer eu desenho sol amarelo. E com 5 ou 6 retas é fácil fazer castelo. Com lápis em torno da mão e me dou uma luva. E se faço chover com 2 riscos tem guarda-chuva. Se pinguinho de tinta cai num pedacinho azul do papel, num instante imagino uma linda gaivota voar no céu. Vai voando, contornando a imensa curva, norte e sul, vou com ela, viajando Havaí, Pequim ou Istambul. Barco a vela, branco navegando, é tanto céu e mar num beijo azul. Entre as nuvens vem surgindo um lindo avião, rosa e grená, tudo em volta, colorindo com suas luzes a piscar. Basta imaginar e ele está partindo, sereno lindo, e se a gente quiser ele vai pousar. Numa folha qualquer eu desenho um navio de partida, com alguns bons amigos bebendo de bem com a vida. De uma América a outra eu consigo passar num segundo. Giro um simples compasso e num círculo eu faço o mundo. Um menino caminha e caminhando chega no muro. E ali logo em frente a esperar pela gente o futuro está. E o futuro é uma astronave que tentamos pilotar. Não tem tempo, nem piedade, nem tem hora de chegar. Sem pedir licença muda nossa vida e depois convida a vir ou chorar. Nessa estrada não nos cabe conhecer ou ver o que virá, o fim dela. Ninguém sabe bem ao certo onde vai dar.
vamos todos numa linda passarela de uma aquarela que um dia enfim descolorirá. Numa folha qualquer eu desenho um sol amarelo que descolorirá. E com cinco ou seis retas é fácil fazer um castelo que descolorirá. Giro um simples compasso num círculo eu passo um mundo que descolorirá.
What a lovely song that is. That's Aquarella and Paquinho. By the way, don't forget to join the celebration of United States Independence. That's at the Savoy USA Independence Day Festival. Admission is free and you can enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and fun for the whole family. Find all the details on Instagram account at Savoy USA PA or visit SavoyUSA.com.pa. So do make a note of looking out for that one. Now, here's another one that Mary Lou mentioned, but it was also a song, I think, that was requested by Philippe yesterday from Zaz.
Elle est née aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sur le ciel de Paris marche des amoureux. Leur bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, puis des gens par milliers. Sous le ciel de Paris, jusqu'à ça, vont chanter l'hymne d'un peuple épris de sa vieille cité, près de Notre-Dame. Parfois, un drame, brumé sa paname, tout peut s'arranger. Quelques rayons de ciel d'été, l'accordéon d'un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. Le ciel de Paris pour un fleuve joyeux.
I say, they're all very multicultural this morning, aren't we? Portuguese, French, and that was Zaz singing Sur le ciel de Paris. And it was the song that Philippe also asked for yesterday, so we got that one out of the way. Thanks for reminding us, Mary Lou, and for asking it to be played for today as well. Well, that's it then. Let's take a look at some of the local news, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Verli Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
He's Jerry with a G, and I with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll pay you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go. Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're up late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know all the neighborhood, and talking cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe, and even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, first of all, Yaz, thank you very much. I enjoyed that movie last night. Appreciated getting a chance to go out there. I haven't been to a movie in a movie theater, especially one that size, since pre-COVID. So that was a first for me. Wow. Sitting inside a movie theater with a giant screen and watching nothing better than disco movie. Oh, that was called Spinning Gold. It was a great premiere. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to top it off, I had lunch with Mr. G. Oh my goodness, it was divine. He taught me a new drink and I still haven't figured out. Spritzer. It was really good. It was orange and it was called something Spritzer. I have a hard time learning new words, as you can all tell. But it was a beautiful day yesterday, I have to admit. Even though it rained quite a bit while we were having lunch, it was so nice to be with Jerry and got to see the missus, or the better half, as we all know. Christine is the better half of our couple. Yeah, we like that. It was wonderful. It was very nice. And I gave him one of the biggest, heaviest aguacates I had. 2 pounds of avocado went into his hands. And boy, was it big and it was hard like a rock. I said, yeah, it'll take about 5 to 6 days before it ripens. It's always wonderful to come to town. And thank you, Jerry. Lunch was delicious. I still can't pronounce the word yet. And I've got to practice it a few more times. And the movie was great. I feel like a kid in a candy store. I get to come to the city and I'm treated like gold. Thank you. So speaking of gold, what a beautiful day. It's a little hazy. I don't mind hazy. We had some rain yesterday, which made some things pop up pretty green. So always happy about that. And I had a good chance to go to see some movies, go to the mall. It's not something I'm prone to do because I'm not a big shopper. I know it's crazy. I don't like shopping. Ask the cook. She knows. She knows that if I want something and I need something, I make a list. It's very specific. I go get it and I get out. I don't like to stay longer. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. I'm back to work. And beautiful flowers on the balcony. Oh, they're so pretty. All right. And back to you in the studio.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
Oh,
we go, going back in time with the Bee Gees. Gosh, that does go back in time as well. I got to get a message to you. Time on the Breakfast Show is just coming up for 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. And it is time for this week's movie review. Yasmin.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
You went to see Flash, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So let's. What? What's happening? Sorry. Who's? Who?
I'm sorry. This is hello.
Oh look, your mic doesn't work. That's a good thing.
That's just.
Wrong. I wonder why.
I don't know.
I don't know why it's not working. Honestly, and it's turned on.
All I know is I can't.
And I can see it there. So hold on. Talk again.
Hello.
No, I can't hear you. All right. So, Yasmin, it is you and me. Use the other one. Go and sit in the corner like a naughty boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I can't hear that one either. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a piece of music on. I'm going to reboot my mic thingy.
Hello.
Will you go away?
I'm jabbing me to talk.
No, but I can't. No, hang on. Try again.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
You can use that one.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, okay, you can use that one.
Hello, you can hear me now?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
you see, a joke, and then it turned into an actual technical difficulty. That's what happens.
Well, yes, I know.
That's what happens.
Because God knew what I was trying to do.
That's a mistake. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Andreas.
How you doing?
Yasmin went to see Flash.
I know, I'm just here waiting for her review. I'm just going to sit here
in the corner. No, that's right. So and that's about two. You could get on with it, and I could sit here and do nothing.
Why were you not a huge fan of the Flash?
Well, I haven't seen it. How can I be?
No. The character, the comic book character. Were you a huge fan or no?
Not really.
No.
No. Am I really a superhero guy?
No. But maybe growing up, you were a fan of some superhero.
I never grew up.
That's fair.
You know, No,
that is true.
I never grew up.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, that's why I'm here.
let me get it up here on my screen because I've got all the details.
Oh, I sent the details. I am a responsible human being. That's what I am.
Makes a change.
That's true.
Right. Let's see. You're going to be joining in on this one, Yasmin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want
some sensible comments.
No, these are super sensible. What are you talking about? Anyways, directed by Andy Muschietti. Okay, he is mostly known for directing It. You remember It, the clown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came
out. I hated that clown.
Well,
I don't like clowns.
I love that one.
You love those movies?
I love It, yeah.
Okay, those movies are scary.
I like them, but I don't like clowns. I find clowns scary.
Did you watch It with me?
I have a clownophobia.
Did we watch that one together, maybe?
No, I don't think we did.
No?
No.
But yeah, that
I didn't see it at the movies.
Those movies were good, though. Good movies.
Yeah, no, they were good. They were scary movies.
Yeah, they were.
They were supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see that clown now outside of the shop in El Barrio, I run away.
You should call somebody if there is an actual clown in the supermarket.
Did you ever see him in El Barrio?
Which one?
He was always there with balloons. And he was on the corner with Manolo's. He was always on the corner there by Manolo's.
You should go see somebody, like a doctor.
No, he was scared.
You're seeing something.
He scared me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Especially that he wasn't there.
Well, I saw him, so that's why he must have been scary, because he wasn't really there, and there I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should talk to a psychiatrist about that. Anyway.
Can I borrow the number of your one?
Yeah, I can get it. It's a Zoom.
Anyway, The Flash.
The Flash, starring Ezra Miller and Michael Keaton, back as Batman. You remember 1989 Batman?
Of course.
Well, he's back as Bruce Wayne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is.
In this movie?
Yes,
in The
is.
Flash?
Old Batman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
But couldn't they sort of make enough money with just Flash? They had to bring Batman.
There are two Batmans in this movie.
There's still a guy.
Yeah, Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton.
Affleck.
And maybe Affleck. A third. I'm not going to spoil. Maybe a third Batman. Who knows?
Affleck.
You love that.
I love that.
You love that joke.
I love the duck.
Yeah,
Affleck.
The guy who did that voice got fired.
Oh.
Yeah. Give us a plot, Jerry. The plot for The Flash.
Right.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Are you ready?
Super ready.
Okay, Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past, but his attempt to save his family creates a world without superheroes. Yes! Oh, forcing him to race for his life in order to save the future.
So you read the line you liked, and you're like, I'm stopping
here.
Well,
that's it.
This is where I'm out.
did I need to say in the end?
Yeah, fair.
What would you have done, you see? You'd have had a boring life if he hadn't fixed the problem.
You imagine the movie where, like, he wakes up, no superheroes, done. Movie done. Let's go. Let's move on. Anyways, positives. Right off the bat, Ezra Miller is great at both comedic and heartfelt moments during Barry Allen's journey. He really can get there both ways. He can be extremely physically, comedically gifted. Like, he can do physical comedy. He has a great face and great facial expressions for comedy. But at the same time, he can mellow it down. He can really look inwards and get to those emotional moments that Barry Allen needed to get for the audience to be sold of how important for him was to go back in time and save his mother. Like, that was something, because that's the main villain in this movie is not who they fight. The main villain in this movie is Barry Allen getting over the fact that the death of his mother made him who he is. That is the main objective of the film. Main villain of the film, you could say. Great for nostalgia purposes, okay? It is chock full of fun cameos and a return of Michael Keaton as Batman, which for many people is the best Batman. There's a whole debate online whether if it's Christian Bale or if it's Michael Keaton. For me, I don't have a preference. I like them both, but I do like me some Keaton. I gotta be honest.
Okay.
That's I grew up with Keaton. I grew up with Batman and Batman Returns.
It's like James Bond.
Yeah. You're not a fan of Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's a sound. Continuing with the positives, Michael Keaton is great as Batman. And I'm going to choose to believe that him and not his stunt double doing the fighting. The fighting sequences on Batman are amazing. Like, I don't think it's Michael Keaton under that suit in those fight scenes. Because he's, like, old. But, I know.
I think...
You took that personally.
I think we could probably have some sort of criminal thing happening there by degrading old people.
I know. but the really, like, the funnest fight scenes are Batman's fight scenes. Because, let's be honest, Flash can only run super fast and punch people while he runs super fast. He doesn't have cool choreographies and cool gadgets. He doesn't.
Oh, boring.
Newcomer, Sasha Callie, I think it's pronounced, shows great chops while playing Supergirl. I checked. This woman...
Calle. Don't you know how to say Calle?
But I don't think it's pronounced like a Spanish word.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It's a shot in the dark.
You're assuming again, like you were with old people.
Yeah. No, I'm not assuming with old people. He's just old. Chronologically. But I searched Sasha Calle. I'm going to keep going to say Calle. She hasn't been in anything. Like, I think she was in an American soap. So, like, she's a really a newcomer, and she has a principal role in this film, and she does a great job.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Shows great chops.
Yeah, chops.
Chops.
Yeah, chops.
What, like lamb chops?
No, like chops. Like, man, you got the chops to be on the radio with Jerry D, the classic DJ. No?
Okay.
Like, you have chops. Skills. You show your skills.
She shows great chops.
Yeah, chops. It's
obviously not.
It's,
don't they have steak?
You've never heard of the colloquialism of chops, having chops, having skills?
No.
Come on, man. Really?
No.
I'm sure Jasmine has. Jasmine, no? Yeah. Neither?
No, see, two against one. I like it when Jasmine's seen a movie.
Yeah, I know. I think she's being paid.
By the way, join in whenever you want, yes. You can always argue with him.
Yeah. It's a great comic book story. That's another positive.
Okay.
It's very obviously convoluted because it's a lot of going back in time and changing the past and a lot of same characters appear twice and stuff. But it's a typical comic book story, and for every comic book fan out there, you're going to enjoy that story. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic, by the way. Flashpoint is a classic comic book tale from the 2000s. It's probably DC's funniest film, but the bar was set really low. DC is not known for making really funny films like Marvel has. But this is funny, man. I laughed out loud a couple times, which you normally don't, again, in DC films. Mm-hmm. Good for them. And the last one, Rubén Blades, Pedro Navaja.
Mm-hmm.
Huge role in the main character's arc. I did not see that coming.
I can hear music.
I too. I have no idea what's happening. Is that Diana Ross?
No, that sounds like Donna Summer, but I don't know where she's come from. I've got nothing playing, look.
I mean, Donna Summer's in the back, dude.
Don't. Such clowns.
Yeah. Man, this is a creepy show today. Anyways. Ruben Blas, man, the song is heavily featured in this movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's a life lesson for Barry Allen at the end. La vida te da sorpresa, sorpresa te da la vida is the line the main character concludes at the end of this film. Which I was surprised, and I'm assuming Ruben Blas got paid.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the question we gotta find out, because I don't know this answer. The song plays, but it's not the original version. It's a cover by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to pay the original songwriter, Ruben Blas, in this case, less because it's a cover and not the actual song?
You would have to come to an arrangement to do the cover. You can't just do a cover and then say, well, the guy gets some of the money. You must go to the publisher or to and you've got to get the consent.
But if it's a previously agreed upon cover and you're just licensing that cover,
you would pay the same. Look, if you want to do somebody's play.
No, I'm sure Ruben Blas gets paid.
It's the same thing. It's copyright.
No, I understand that, but I understand Ruben Blas gets paid. My question is, does he get paid less if it's a cover and not the original track? That's my question.
No. He won't get royalties per se. Somebody will pay the same as you do if you want to do a show of somebody else's show. Yeah. You have to pay them
like a licensing fee.
Yeah, basically they will get they will pay him a fee to do the cover, no doubt, and then they will get the royalties if it's successful.
There we go. And then and somebody else I don't understand. We are a very patriotic country.
Mm-hmm.
How has there not been a story in the press here in Panama? The fact that again. A Panamanian singer-songwriter, probably the most famous Panamanian singer-songwriter, is heavily featured in a big Hollywood budget mm-hmm, film. Mm-hmm, I was surprised.
Soundtrack, or was he actually in it?
No, soundtrack.
Well,
but again,
there's loads of people that don't get mentioned. But that's the thing;
it's not just the soundtrack. It's the song. The lyrics of the song have a role in the film. Technically, it's the lesson of the film.
How many movies have you watched that have got rock tracks going back ages and whatever? The actual tracks, let alone a cover.
Yeah, but it's very, very obviously better.
Certainly no disrespect to Ruben Blades, apart from the fact he's never come on the program. But
have you asked?
Yes, we've asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to call him out. Ruben Blades, if you're listening, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we have. We tried to get him a number of times. But the thing is, no disrespect to him, but his song is being covered in a movie.
Okay.
That is an arrangement he made outside of the movie with the producers or whatever. He's not in the movie. It's the same, use the same argument. Perhaps a better argument is when they use songs in movies of the originals.
Yeah.
Now, then you have a question, did they just pay a license or are they getting paid every time the movie's played? I don't know. But, certainly, it's an honor for him to have his music wanted.
Fair, no, super. By the way, do we know if he prefers Blades or Blades? I think it's Blades, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, when I refer to him here in Panama, I always refer to him as Ruben Blades.
Me too, but I think he prefers Blades. By the way, your neighbor, huge fan of Ruben Blades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a concert every year, like at the end of December, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. He goes every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a huge fan, your neighbor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all are, aren't we? And we're proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Yeah, we're proud of him. I mean,
you know who's not proud?
Huh?
I'm not proud. He doesn't come to the show.
Don't put him off.
I'm just saying.
We keep trying.
Anyways, let's go with negatives real quick. We went on a tangent. Because it's deserving. It's a deserved tangent.
Right.
It's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, negatives. And there's a lot of negatives. And I think Jasmine's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
The main one. I can't start to explain how bad the special effects are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was like watching the Polar Express. Remember that movie, that really bad movie?
I love that one.
Jesus. Mixed with the original CGI baby dancing video. Remember that video when it went viral?
Horrible, yeah.
It was just so bad, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever see this movie on a streaming service, you will be perplexed on how bad the special effects are. I got to the point that I thought, I think this is... A creative decision. And I read later that it actually was. The director unpurposely had those special effects done because this is what he says. I don't know if this is true, but he says it was to show how Barry, going at super speed, sees people, like how warped people look while he's running at super speed.
You don't seem to be going very fast.
I'm just saying. I was perplexed here. They're really bad. I'm not kidding. You know, I always talk about special effects here. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't take you out of the movie. They completely take you out of the movie, how bad they are. Mm-hmm. Like, from the beginning, from the first scene, you're like, yes. What the hell's going on? Anyways, moving on.
Even my son noticed it.
Yeah, no.
It was like, what?
I'm telling you, they're really bad. Mm-hmm. The super speed effect is uninteresting. Apparently, the hair, makeup, and costume departments took some days off. The wigs are so obviously wigs. There's a moment where people, like, you can tell they're wearing heavy, heavy makeup, and you're like, what is happening with the production of this movie? This movie is worth $200-something million. Uh-huh, did they skim a little bit off the top? What is going on?
Your hair looks all right, by the way.
Thank you. sounds sarcastic as hell. Ezra Miller can get a bit obnoxious after hearing him for about 2+ hours. He has a voice.
I've heard that before, but it wasn't to do with Ezra Miller.
No? Are you sure? But he has a voice that you can get a little tiresome, and he's very, very energetic. And while I say this, I'm just thinking of Jerry thinking of me.
No, I'm just saying, don't give my audience
some ammo. Yeah. It's a pity the audience won't get to see more Ben Affleck as Batman. I really think this is a negative.
Affleck.
Underappreciated turn as the Caped Crusader, and most importantly, Bruce Wayne. He made such a great Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. He appeared in this movie maybe 10 minutes, and I was buying in that he was Bruce Wayne, and he was a father figure to Barry Allen. Mm-hmm. He was so good, and I've heard many times by him that he did not enjoy the role at all, in all this time he played it, but he was so good, and I hate the fact that he never got the material to make a good Batman. After canceling Wonder Woman 3, because that movie is canceled, it makes very little sense why Gal Gadot, the actress, keeps making cameos in DC films. She was for about 2 minutes in Shazam 2, and now she was for 2 minutes in The Flash. And you keep asking yourself, why do they keep bringing her back for this, if you obviously do not want her long-term as Wonder Woman? I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. That created a decision.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break for some music. Yeah. And by the way, Renee drops a little line, and she says clowns are creepy.
Agree.
Sand.
do like that. That is, of course, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Tears of a Clown. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in there as well. I do like it when they do that.
You do like an orchestra accompanied song.
I like a nice, big, heavy production.
And I do like them as well. Mm-hmm. It gives them a lot of character. Mm-hmm. And I love big productions.
So
I agree.
Right, well, it's, I'm happy to say...
Final comments?
Yes.
Can I ask first, Jasmine, what did you think of the movie?
Yeah, let's cut you off for a while.
Yeah, good times.
I didn't like it at all.
There you go.
I didn't fell like asleep, like...
Really?
I guess like 10 minutes, maybe.
Wow.
Oh, see, 10 minutes.
But no, I didn't like it at all.
Oh. What about your son?
He liked it. Yeah, he loved it. Really.
Oh, he did love it.
Okay, yes. We're back on the old thing, aren't we?
But he agrees with you with the negative.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
About the
How old
special
is your son,
15? 17.
17, okay. So, yeah, he's starting to really pay attention in those little tidbits in movies, yeah.
Could he really enjoy the movie with you snoring?
She doesn't snore, man.
No, she does. No. She was asleep.
But she doesn't snore. She just passes out.
Yeah. I did love one part.
Yes. Which part?
I cannot say because...
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't spoil it. You can't spoil it. There's some fun cameos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, just like 1 second, I guess.
By the way, they made that happen last minute. This was the third ending. Mm-hmm. And I know for people listening who haven't seen the movie, don't know what we're talking about. But for people who have, can understand. This was the third ending they filmed. And they talked to the actor to bring him back. And they filmed that early this year, which is very short time before the movie comes out. Yeah.
Do you know all Orlean could hear when she was at the movies?
Seriously. You took too long for that joke.
If you'd stop talking, I'd have done it. I mean, I had it queued up for I don't know how long.
That's Jasmine's
review.
You know what's funny though, the thing she liked the most is the most insignificant part of the whole story.
Maybe
it makes like no difference whatsoever. Anyways, final comments on my part. After a lot of hype, sadly, Flash doesn't match expectations. The story is fun and incredibly interesting. They bring back Michael Keaton as Batman. Ezra Miller is really good as the Scarlet Speedster, but the effects are so bad it completely takes the audience out of the movie. It's impossible to connect to a character that looks like you're playing FIFA 98 on Nintendo 64. You just can't. The special effects are really atrocious. Probably a fun watch in theaters, but it won't be making any top 20 superhero movies list anytime soon.
No.
No. And I'm sad, because it was incredibly hyped by everybody involved. And people that have gained trust of the audience. For example, the director and writer of Guardians of the Galaxy, a franchise you enjoy a lot, probably the superhero franchise you only enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I like raccoons.
Well, he got the job as the head honcho over at DC Comics.
All right.
Movies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he hailed the movie as one of the best superhero movies of all time.
Well, this one?
Yes.
This one?
Yes, he did, before the movie premiered.
Oh, he hadn't seen it.
No, he did see it. But I wonder, because he could have easily said, this movie was made before I came in, so he could have been a little less enthused and hide himself behind the fact that he wasn't there when this movie was made. But the fact that he promoted it that way and he backed it, it honestly creates trepidation going forward for that franchise. And him as the head, because this movie
let me ask you, how much has it made at the box office?
That's what me and Jasmine were talking about. This movie cost in production over $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
Opening weekend in the States it made about 55, and internationally made about 75. So that's not good.
It's gonna be a loser.
That's a bomb. Mm-hmm. Like, for a movie that expensive, and you gotta remember the cost of the movie is about 200 plus, then you gotta double that for marketing. So, and that movie probably cost about half a billion dollars. That movie's gonna climb a steep mountain to get to them to recover the budget. I'm sure.
And well, now they've heard your review. I mean, I think it's screwed.
By the way, you say that as a joke, but the reviews have been so bad that it's gonna take for the second weekend, especially in this crowded summer.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Indiana Jones comes out next week, I think.
Oh, again, that'll be nice.
Yeah, but it's gonna take probably a 75% dip from 1 week into another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad.
And who's in this new Indiana Jones movie?
Oh, it's still my man, Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's still your man.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but he's old, right?
How dare you? I love old people. I'm here every Wednesday.
Well, it's nice. I appreciate your charity work. Mary Lou dropped us a line earlier on. She said, I've enjoyed the show so far this morning very much. So she probably sent that at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8:23 in the moment I came.
Right, well, it's nice to know you're not prejudiced. What's coming up? What's coming up this week? Have you got any premieres yet?
No, good
coming
question.
Up this week?
No, not yet.
No, yet, okay. Because mm-hmm. it's just as well you didn't say anything about this movie.
Yeah. Good question. This weekend, I think Elementals comes out. It's the new Pixar film. Elementals is called. Mm-hmm. The new Pixar film. And I don't know if Barbie's coming out or no, not yet.
What?
No, not yet.
No, there's a movie called Barbie that also has a huge hype.
I guess it's in August.
It's in August? Like that, yeah. I might. I could be wrong.
It about Barbie, the Barbie?
The doll, yes.
And Ken?
Yeah, actually, Ken has a big role, yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a horrible Ken.
You don't like Ryan Gosling as Ken, really?
Is this a hot take? Is this an animation? Or
no, live action.
Oh, live?
Yeah.
Live action. Yeah. With real people.
Real people playing both Barbie and Ken.
Somebody's playing both Barbie and Ken.
And really famous people, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Oh, is that famous?
You don't know Margot Robbie?
No.
If you look a picture of Margot Robbie, you'll recognize her immediately.
Exactly.
I would.
And Ryan Gosling.
I know that name.
Okay.
He's a duck, isn't he? He's a Gosling.
No. You do love your ducks, man. You can act like in the Gosling joke. You do love your ducks. Somebody wrote us when it comes out, Barbie.
Barbie comes out in July, yes.
Okay,
July. So you don't have too long to wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Elementals this weekend, then Indiana Jones, then we have Mission Impossible.
But hang on, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, at least when they put Sean Connery in the movie, it was his father or something.
Interesting enough, they bring Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
who?
Is a British writer.
With a name like that, she has to be, really.
Yeah. But she is a really talented writer, and she, had some input in the writing and the story, and I'm excited. She's one of the leads.
All right. I tell you what, there's one thing about those movies. The first one that actually had me in stitches, it's the one scene I'll never forget.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah, can you remember what it would have been?
Let me, give me a bit. It's got to be the guy with the swords.
Exactly.
And then he just pulls out
the gun.
And
he just pulls out the gun and shoots him.
Yeah, it's a classic Indiana Jones moment.
I mean, rolling in the aisles.
By the way, you know how that scene happened? It was super hot where they were filming. I think it was Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's do this there was quick. A whole choreography. And Harrison Ford was like, man, I'm exhausted. Can I just pull out a gun? And Steven Spielberg was like, fine. And that came like a huge bit in the movie. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Right then, so you'll be back with us next week?
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Talking Pixar. By the way, FUBAR.
Oh, FUBAR,
little
yes.
Quick take on FUBAR.
Yeah.
You're going to miss
it? That's one of the things. I mean, it actually made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen very often, even when you're here.
I agree. I agree. But the thing with FUBAR and Netflix is, you know, we're going to have to wait like a year and a half for it to
come
back. Yeah,
no, that's the thing, isn't it? You watch it and it's like, oh, yeah. And then you've got to wait. But, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thought the casting was brilliant.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't like the character. I thought the character for the boyfriend was quite good, actually.
I didn't like not the acting. I didn't like the character. I thought, the whole show, I thought he was going to be a bad guy. Because how insignificant he was.
It hasn't finished yet.
Super fair. But that was my take on him.
I was quite surprised who the bad person really was.
Yeah, I agree. I also was a little surprised.
Yeah. But it was, it's one of the most enjoyable things I've watched for a long time. I mean, Christina and I watch, normally we'll watch on a Saturday and we'll watch something then the next Saturday. But with that, we watched on the Saturday and then we watched on the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday.
There you go.
Until we go, yeah. And I was sad to see them, but I was happy with the ending because it's going to continue.
It is. Well,
because the baddies in the world are after them now.
By the way, but with the writer's strike, it's going to take longer than probably a year and a half.
Oh, somebody wrote it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there's a writer's strike?
You didn't know this?
No.
They've been on strike for like 2 months now.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't know, because nobody's written anything.
Probably. But you're going to see a lot of reality TV happen in the next couple of months.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something I don't watch very much.
Yeah,
I watch Glow Up.
Yeah, I know. You do like the makeups.
I do like this. Gives me some tips.
Anyways, brother, I got to take off.
You got to go, and so have we, because we're just coming up fraction away from the top of the hour. We're going to go back to the news. We'll be back in around about 12 minutes' time.
Take care, sir.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
I tell you what, you know, that's not such a bad idea, is it? You know, if you get packed a few days early, you could send your bags off, couldn't you? And then they'd be already there at the hotel for you. And all you need to do is take some hand luggage. How cool is that? So there you are, DHL. Go and check it out. Also, by the way, don't forget, celebrate the independence of the United States with the best American gastronomy. This is at the Savoy USA Independence Day Festival. Enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and entertainment for the whole family. This is at the Amador House at the canal there from 3 p.m. at Amador, the canal house at Amador. I understand that's what used to be the old Balboa Yacht Club. That's what I understand. So anyway, do pop along. You can get more information on that. You can go to the Instagram account at Sabor USA PA. Sabor USA PA, all one word. Or you can go to the website saborusa.com.pa. Right, time on the breakfast show for us, well, I guess, to get back to the music with Brian McKnight.
If all things
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
I never needed making love was just those days ago. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
I'll feel you close to me, but
Some beautiful tracks there, aren't they? That one, The Carpenters, of course, and For All We Know. Before that, Mr. Eric Carmen, and All By Myself. And that was released, by the way, Celine Dion has done that one again. Also, but I was looking for his version of it, but don't forget, because originally All By Myself was, it was a song by, well, Eric Carmen. That was back in 1975. It's a bit of a butched up song, really, you know. The verse is based on the second movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18. The chorus was taken from the song Let's Pretend, which Carmen wrote and recorded with the Raspberries back in 1972. The slide guitar solo on there was performed by studio artist Hugh McCracken. So that one's been around a bit, hasn't it? Bit of everything in there. The Frankenstein version. Tom Walker is next on the show. This is Wait For You. Time, 27 after 9.
I'm just praying you can figure this out. When there's nothing left, you know I'll still be around. And if all of this is dragging you under, I'll remind you of the wilderness wonder. I'm just praying we can figure this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk. Bear your soul and open up. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. Can't pretend to understand. I'll be here to hold your hand. I will wait. Can't imagine everything you've been through. You've taken the bad times and made them good. Cause when everything is dragging me under, you remind me of the wilderness wonder. And I'm just glad that we have figured this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, no.
There you go, that's it. That's Tom Walker and Wait For You. Time on the breakfast show. We're 9:30. 9 o'clock. We don't have any Born For You on this day today, which Yasmin likes to put together because she's gone off. Yeah, she's gone off to an event for this morning. So it's you, me and the music. We'll take a little rummage. See who else has got birthdays, though, today. If not with a song, if not an artist, doesn't matter, does it? Here is a song called Miracle Of Love. I found this when I was sort of searching through my music. I thought, oh, this
a miracle.
Is a, yeah, miracle is what it's called. Miracle of love.
Love.
Matthew and Florizino.
Same, all expression. expressions of love. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love.
Miracle.
The real miracle is the love that inspires them. In this sense, everything that comes from love is a miracle.
A flower blooming.
I do like that. Came across it by chance when I was going through some of my music last night. A Miracle of Love is what it's called, and I really like it. But then again, that might not be for me to say, really.
It's not for me to say you love me. it's not for me to say. You'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love. As far as I can see, this is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow. Not for me to say. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Tell you what, I remember back in the 1970s, whenever Johnny Mathis was performing in London, I would never miss a show. There he goes, it's not for me to say. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, 21 and a half minutes, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, we're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Some of the time. Let's give a little message here, because this is a great piece of music. Banco Nacional and Folk Lab Studio, they present the new single, From the Beaches, together with Idania Dauman. What a wonderful world.
Myself.
wonderful match like Strawberries and Cream. The Beaches, together with Tanya Dahman there. What a wonderful song, what a wonderful lady as well. Right, this is The Wait.
Put the Lord right on me.
there we go. Yes, so that is The Wait. It's a song by the Canadian-American group called The Band, released as a single back in 1968. It was on the group's debut album, which was called Music from Big Pink. It was their first release under this name, after their previous releases as Canadian Squires and Live On and The Hawks, written by band member Robbie Robertson. The song is about a visitor's experiences in a town mentioned in the lyrics' first line as Nazareth. The Wait has significantly influenced American popular music, having been listed as number 41 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, published back in 2004.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe.
Better than coffee.
You got a smiling face. You took the one I love so much.
There's a track for any of you that happen to be in the cars right now making their way to the airport. That is from the group The Motors, and it's called Airport. And guess what? That brings us to just about the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks go out to Andreas this morning for our weekly movie review. This week it was The Flash. Didn't go down very well. With Andreas or with Yasmin, who's also seen that one. So big thanks to Andreas. Also, as I say, big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's doing all our background work. She's off to an event right now, promoting us, and also doing all of our sort of social media work, all the kind of things I haven't got a clue what to do about. I play music. That's it. Limited skills. Also, big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for this week's little story of everyday story of country folk. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK. Big thanks to him. And also to the boys and girls of Group of Grada who keep us up and running in the mornings, and especially good morning to Isaac, if you're there listening. And, well, that's it. Last thing to say is a big thanks to you lot. Yes, to you. Our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And don't forget, I'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow. And that's, of course, 7 in the morning, right through till 10. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. What I want to be doing tomorrow, talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. For more information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.